Chagiga Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6, and there's really two parts of the Mishnah. The first part wraps up what we were talking about in the previous Mishnayos, and the second part really is what justifies having gone off topic all these past nine Mishnayos to talk about Tumah Tahara in the middle of Maseches Chagiga. So here the Mishnah starts out by saying Hagabayin, the collectors. These are tax collectors who are Jews, Amei Aretz, who work for the local non-Jewish governor, whatever it is, and they're authorized to come and confiscate possessions of the Jew. So when the gabbai comes in, we're concerned as he rifles through the Jew's possessions. Maybe he touched Caleb and was matama them. He's an Am Aretz. So the question is, can he be believed to say, listen, I didn't touch that, so it's not tummy. So ha-gabayim shenichnasu l'toch ha-bayis, if the gabbaim came to a person's house, v'chein, and the similar thought would apply to ha-ganavim, if thieves broke into a person's house, but these thieves are not just terrible thieves. This is a thief who ended up becoming a Baal Tshuva, and he returns the stolen utensil on his own. So he's not a bad guy, but meanwhile he's an Am Aretz, he's on Tshuva, but the question is, has he touched, let's say, obviously if he walked off with the utensil under his arm, he touched it. No way denying that. But remember, earthenware vessels only become tame if they're touched in their toch, in their inner, if the tumah enters into their airspace within the primary cavity. But if they're not entering the toch, so then the utensil stays tahor. So therefore, if the Am Aretz held it just on the outside, it remains tahor. Same goes for the gabbai. So the point is, the Mishnah says, they are ne'emanim lomar, they are indeed believed to say, lo nagana, we didn't touch it. So again, didn't touch it means we didn't put our hands inside the toch, inside the inner cavity, the receptacle of the utensil. They can be believed because, like I said before, Amei Aretz, even a ganav who does tshuva, and a gabbai who's, you know, working in behalf of the, perhaps even the enemy, so to speak, the reason why we don't trust Amei Aretz is not because we think they're bad guys. They're just some bit of a combination of ignorance and apathy. But if they say, I promise you I didn't touch the inside, we believe them. By the way, if the thief was just caught red-handed and he's being brought back, you know, by gunpoint to return his stuff or by court order, so he's still a bad guy. Then he's not trusted for whatever other reason. He's still a bad guy. But this thief has the virtue of what's called hapesha aser hu hapesha hitter. The only information we have is what's coming out of this guy's mouth, and he's telling you, yes, I stole it, but no, I didn't put my fingers inside the toch, so he can be believed. Okay, now, finally says, Mishnah then says, uvi Yerushalayim, in the Jerusalem itself, unlike the previous mission where we said there's like this 15-mil zone up to Modi'in where from Jerusalem where the merchants can be believed regarding their earthenware vessels because we need them, in Jerusalem itself, Ne'eman ala Kodesh, everyone is believed all year round regarding Kodshim, even utensils, even like unlike the previous Mishnah, which said anyone within the 15-mil radius of Jerusalem, that would only apply to small earthenware containers. Here this would apply even to large earthenware, jugs and vats and who knows what that the Beis Hamikdash might need. Everyone's believed in Jerusalem regarding Kodshim, and that's very nice, but that's not going to apply to Truma. In Truma we said it doesn't apply, but when would apply? This line of the Mishnah here, as it ends, is the reason why we got onto this whole topic. We brought in the topic, starting from Mishnah 2:5 in the previous perek, started talking about Tumah and Tahara in the middle of Chagiga, because we want to say that while normally the Truma is assumed to be susceptible to Truma of Am Aretz and so on, Ubishas HaRegel, during the pilgrimage festivals themselves, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Af Al HaTruma, every Am Aretz is believed to be Tahor even regarding Truma, meaning everything. They're assumed to be Tahor across the board, during the festival itself. That's a special leniency that applies in Jerusalem during the festivals, that everyone, even the Am Aretz, are assumed to be Tahor. Now, the Gemara itself actually brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk comes from Shoftim Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's Judges 20:11. The Pasuk says, V'ye'esaf kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir, every Jewish man came to the city of Jerusalem, ki ish echad chaverim, like one man, everyone was, there was such fraternity amongst the men, brotherhood. So the Gemara says the word chaverim, which is superfluous, is free to teach us that everyone, as if they are chaverim, which is the opposite of Am Haaretz, the chaverim are people who can be relied upon during regarding Tumah and Tahara. Now, in fairness, this is just an asmachta. It's not a real drush from a pasuk, of course, but it's that's not what the meaning of the pasuk was. Certainly chaverim, which is a mishnaic term, but it doesn't matter. The point is the din is the din. The rabbinic din that Am Haaretz are tamei does not apply in Jerusalem at all during the three regalim, and that is to ensure that we foster the sense of ki'ish echad chaverim, that every Jew is like we're one big happy family, all friends one with the other.